This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are going to play later on more clips from violent Democrat mobs attacking people. And in fact, there's an update. You probably saw we played the video. I think it was probably last week now. The man who abused a 9/11 video. This was a vile example of verbal abuse. He actually was basically threatening her with physical assault, saying, "Oh, I'm not going to hit you. I'm not going to attack you." Then, of course, the woman's son confronted him and he ran away like a pussy. He's been identified and fired from his job, so we're going to get into that later. We're also going to get into Democrat mob violently attacks journalist at Andrew Gillum rally. Yet another example of people literally just hammering this guy with, I think in one case it was an umbrella, simply for having his opinion, simply for expressing himself. But again, we're still talking about the migrant caravan. There you see the video, which we're going to talk about later. But Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have told Democrats to ignore the migrant caravan. This is not playing well for Democrats because they want to keep the focus on health care. They actually put out a statement yesterday. Democratic leaders are urging their party's 2018 candidates to ignore migration issues, even as a fast-flowing caravan of migrants walks northwards through Mexico. On Saturday, they put out a statement declaring the president is desperate to change the subject from healthcare to immigration because he knows that healthcare is the number one issue Americans care about. So Schumer, Pelosi know that this is a big issue to energize Republicans to get them out to vote. The early voting stats, according to a Fox News report, don't look good for Republicans. Whether that actually turns out to be the case, we're not actually going to know for sure until the second week of early voting, when the indications will be more clear. But again, Pelosi and Schumer are telling Democrats to ignore this migrant caravan because it doesn't play to the narrative that they want to push as we move 14 days here before the midterms. Lindsey Graham has said, don't give the Dems power. Nancy Pelosi will welcome the caravans here. So this is only playing well for Republicans, basically. The larger this caravan grows, the nearer it gets to the U.S. border, the better it is for Trump, the better it is for energizing Republicans to come out and vote for Trump. We also have leftists irate, or at least some of them on Twitter, about how the media is describing this horde of skilled lawyers and doctors, as the Associated Press often refers to them as. Headline, right from Trump's playbook, AP savaged by critics for calling migrant caravan an army. Now, this happened last night. Critics lashed out at the Associated Press for calling a huge US-bound caravan of migrants an army in their headline. Despite the fact that if you read every single Associated Press article about this caravan, it's glowing. It's overwhelmingly positive. It genuflects. It kind of ping-pongs between describing them as, you know, skilled doctors and lawyers to poor suffering families. Apparently they're both at the same time. But they put the word army in the headline and everybody started freaking out. And then, in fact, the AP put another tweet out today saying, "We've removed an AP tweet from October 21st that said a migrant caravan in Mexico was like a ragtag army of the poor." So even in that context, it was used positively. No, that's not good enough. They said the wording was poorly chosen and has been removed from our coverage of the caravan. Because this is an organization that can't even use the word illegal alien anymore. They've basically banned it from their style book. Some readers, including Walter Shaw, the former head of U.S. Office of Government Ethics, argue that it is inappropriate to use the word army to describe more than 4,000 Central American migrants hoping to cross the U.S. through Mexico. He said, "What does the AP style guide? This is the book they always go to. It's this Orwellian book that is basically the dictionary out of 1984, where certain phrases, certain words are banned because then it's easier for them to control the lexicon, to control the narrative." So they use the word army to describe this army, as it is an army, and everybody freaked out. So again, they're more concerned about the language being used than the potential threat and the potential precedent that this invasion, that this army poses to U.S. border security and sovereignty. We'll get more into it after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live BreakingNewsInfoWars.com. We'll be back.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this, from deep earth crystals between 7 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling a water filter. It's best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
So, to summarize, President Trump has basically called for a national emergency to be declared as this migrant caravan marches north. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are telling Democrats to ignore it because it's not going to play well with their base. They're literally chanting Barack Obama campaign slogans. They're literally, in some cases, wearing Hillary Clinton campaign T-shirts. You have the Mexican government pretending that it was going to do anything about this at all. Now they're basically chaperoning them through. You had the Mexican socialist president-elect just a few months ago saying that encouraging all migrants to head north, to leave their towns and, quote, find a life in the United States, claiming it was a human right for everyone to do that, not just for Mexicans, but for all Central Americans, and in fact, all migrants all over the world. You had the economic minister, Ildefonso Guajardo, threatening to use migrants as leverage for trade agreements, basically using them as a political weapon, saying, quote, if they do not treat us well commercially, they should not expect us to treat them well by containing the migration that comes from other regions of the world and crosses Mexico. So again, threatening to use migrants as a political weapon. And then we played the clip from CNN from back in January 2017 when Jorge Castañeda, the former foreign minister, basically said, if you don't bend to our will, we'll unleash the drug cartels into America. We won't stop them. So that threat has been underlying with the Mexican government for almost 2 years at this point. And now we see 5, 7, 10,000 migrants marching towards the American border, some of whom are waving Honduran flags, burning American flags, scrawling swastikas onto those flags and giving U.S. Border Patrol the middle finger. These are the doctors and lawyers heading into America, apparently, that we should welcome. We have Associated Press reports where some of them admit that they're criminals and were deported for being criminals and are now trying to head back into the country, literally admitting that they were deported for committing crimes. Oh, but it was just a, quote, brush with the law, according to the Associated Press, who quoted him verbatim, didn't even challenge it. Again, they're chanting Barack Obama campaign slogans, wearing Hillary Clinton campaign T-shirts. The AP is more concerned about the fact that it's being politically incorrect, correct, and describing them with the wrong words. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are telling the Democrats to ignore it all because it's not playing well with their base. And that is the situation as it stands with the migrant caravan that, again, being encouraged, being chaperoned in many cases by the Mexican authorities who claimed that they would stop it and have done basically the exact opposite. Meanwhile, in the United States, Carl Bernstein says that Trump is preparing to call midterm elections illegitimate if Democrats take control of the House. I mean, what kind of crazed conspiracy theorist would dare suggest, would dare even hint at a U.S. election being illegitimate? It's not like Democrats have done that for the past 2 years, is it? No. In fact, we've got a clip of this, of Carl Bernstein basically saying, if the House goes to Democrats, Trump will declare it illegitimate and basically try to challenge it. Here's the clip.
I talked to people in the White House on, or in touch with the White House on Friday, who believe that if the congressional midterms are very close and the Democrats were to win by 5 or 7 seats, that Trump is already talking about how to throw legal challenges into the courts, sow confusion, declare a victory, actually, and say that the election has been illegitimate, that that is really under discussion in the White House. I was told that on Friday.
So again, you've had Democrats for the past 2 years not just insinuating but launching multiple investigations on the very foundation, on the very implication that the 2016 US presidential election was rigged. Remember, Hillary Clinton came out before the election and said, how dare Donald Trump suggest that this may be rigged? Then immediately after she lost, she said it was rigged for the next 2 years. Russian collusion, again off the foundation of the FBI spying on the Trump campaign, which again was precipitated by the dossier, the dodgy steel dossier, which was funded by Hillary Clinton's campaign. So now Bernstein has come out and said that. Isn't it interesting? If there was this blue wave, if it was just guaranteed, if it was locked in that Democrats were going to take the House, why are they now so nervous about it being so close? It's very interesting. The rhetoric has seemingly changed over the past few weeks, hasn't it? There's a headline out of Zero Hedge which talks about this. Sloppy Col Bernstein says Trump to declare midterms illegitimate if GOP loses power. And it gets into the fact that, you know, back a few months ago, we had this incident where, in fact, I'll get into it here. The article specifically states that Cohen's attorney and Clinton pal Lanny Davis declined to comment on the report. This, of course, was the report that veteran journalist wrote a CNN article claiming Trump had foreknowledge of the infamous Trump Tower meeting. That turned out to be complete BS. Bernstein got his sources completely wrong on that, prompting Trump to give Bernstein the nickname Sloppy and Degenerate Fool, while Don Jr. called him a leftist hack peddling literal fake news. So these two have clashed, as you know, over and over again. You had that weird phone call out of the White House that came out a couple of months ago in regard to Bernstein's book. But many wondered what Trump meant when he called Bernstein a degenerate fool. And to that end, a 1989 Washington Post expose on Bernstein offers some clues. After Bernstein's angry cheated on ex-wife published a novel which portrays a Bernstein-like character, wonder who that could be, as an emotionally empty, self-absorbed, narcissistic man capable of having sex with Venetian blinds. That's a quote. And when ABC Washington offered Bernstein a job as the Washington bureau chief in the 80s, the power seemed to go to his head and he was drinking more heavily. So Trump has called him a degenerate. Don Jr.'s lashed out at him. Now Bernstein has hit back, claiming that Trump is going to declare the election illegitimate if the Democrats win the House. Again, they've been doing that for the past 2 years. Why are they getting so nervous? Well, we have this new poll. This is The Hill. Trump approval jumps ahead of Obama's midterm approval rating. Donald Trump is now more popular than Barack Obama was at the same time in his presidency. This is crucial. Imagine if he didn't have 90% negative media coverage, where Donald Trump would be right now. President Trump's approval rating before the November elections has jumped to a higher level than former President Obama's ahead of the 2010 midterms. This is NBC Wall Street Journal poll. Now, people look at the Rasmussen poll, which has gone up to, what was it, 51% recently, and say you can't trust Rasmussen because they always give Trump a positive rating. Well, it's mainly because they balance out the sample, the Republican-Democrat sample, which is always weighted, sometimes very heavily skewed in favor of Democrats with these other polls. But this poll, NBC, which they can't argue with, basically, because they always cite the NBC poll or the ABC poll, has found Trump's approval rating at its highest level for that poll yet, 47%. Obama's approval rating was 45% at around the same time in 2010, according to a similar NBC Wall Street Journal poll taken in late October 2010. So Trump is ahead. Obama's approval rating was reaching a record low in October 2010, just before his party lost a significant number of seats in the House and Senate. So Trump is up past Obama at the same stage in his presidency, and now you start to hear Democrats getting a little bit more nervous about this so-called blue wave. including DNC Chair Perez, who said about this diminishing blue wave, quote, "We always knew the election was going to be close." This was on CNN earlier this morning. Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez discussed the apparent fading blue wave heading into the 2018 midterm elections. He said he still has a lot of confidence and that Democrats have some great candidates, but he, quote, "always knew this election would be close." He said, "Listen, we always knew it was going to be close. I don't use the term blue wave. I always talk about the need for blocking and tackling." Yet Fox News reports, and we'll get into this after the break, that early signs are not looking good. Early voting signs are not looking good for the GOP. But you see the rhetoric from the Democrats becoming more and more cautious. You see Trump's approval rating jumping up ahead of Obama at the same time as his presidency. Even in these biased, heavily skewed Democrat polls, which the NBC one has traditionally been in the past. We'll get more into it after the break, and we'll also talk about what's happening in Europe with that migration caravan which has hit Europe for the past 3 years. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is the Alex Jones Show. We're going to get back into the election news here in a second. First, I want to tell you about the amazing specials available at InfoWarsStore.com as we survive and thrive even amidst this purge, of course, directed by the far left, as you've seen over the past couple of months. With your support, we've accelerated beyond it. We've sustained our growth thanks to their censorship. InfoWars zoomed up the Alexa charts and has stayed there ever since. So it completely backfired on them, thanks to that. InfoWars Life Select Storable Food is now available for 35% off. Now, governments across the world, of course, have storable food. When individual citizens get it, they're laughed at as kooks and crazies. If the worst doesn't happen, then you just eat the food and save a bunch of money anyway and support this network. There's no loss equation in that situation. So even in an emergency, recovery organizations like FEMA can be slow or unpredictable. Emergency response can take days to reach you for aid. That's why it's so important to make sure you have the storable food that you need to weather the storm today. With amounts ranging from 3 days to a whole year, our storable food selection can make sure you're not a victim of circumstance. And these prices are just absolutely criminal in terms of, you compare this to Europe, where it's basically impossible to get this kind of storable food. It's literally like five times cheaper here that we're offering it. And you can stock up yourself or help provide for your friends, family and neighbours in an emergency with our affordable, I stress affordable, storable food supply to be the most prepared citizen around you. We've dropped the prices by 35% off to help you get ready for the worst. So again, the more you buy, the bigger the savings. And for those who have already have a supply, we've added new options for variety and taste to help you survive in comfort. Don't be forced to rely on and wait for others for your survival. Get one of our emergency storable food supplies today at InfoWarsStore.com for a whopping 35% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, talks about the level of enthusiasm in the midterms. We've got articles, we've got reports saying that early voting is heavily going in Democrats' favor. And yet, Democrats still seem quite nervous and becoming even more cautious about this so-called blue wave, to the point where ABC News is basically the official campaign channel for Beto O'Rourke, the challenger to Ted Cruz in Texas. There was an ABC News piece, and we've got a 30-second clip of it here, where they basically not only treat him like a rock star, call him like a rock star without explaining that he's greeting his own supporters. Literally, this is the official campaign channel for Beto O'Rourke. And then we'll get into another video after this where people who say they support him don't actually know any of his accomplishments. Here's the ABC News article where they give him a platform where they exalt him as a rock star. Here's the clip.
Have one of the most simple, obvious strategies that I've seen employed in a modern campaign. We just literally show up everywhere, all the time, for everyone.
You can't go 10 feet without an interruption from a Beto backer.
Thank you so much. I love you, too. Thank you all.
You're a rock star.
No, there's just so many great people who are.
You can't go anywhere without getting...
O'Rourke, a three-term congressman from El Paso, has certainly captured the entire nation's attention as well, hauling in a record $38 million in donations last quarter.
So did you listen to what she said in that clip? She said to Beto O'Rourke, at his own campaign event with his own supporters, quote, "Oh, you can't go anywhere without being noticed. It's his campaign event. Of course he's going to get noticed. Those people are there to see him. That's why they're there." They call him a rock star. They act thrilled and surprised when his own supporters recognize and greet him. I mean, how dumb can you get? Literally, their channel's now a campaign platform for this Beto O'Rourke character, who's, by the way, In CNN's own poll, he's 9 points behind Ted Cruz. The Real Clear Politics average is 7. So he's basically got no chance unless something wild happens in the next couple of weeks. But they're doing their level best to turn him into some kind of deity. But when his own supporters were actually asked what his accomplishments were, they couldn't come up with anything. They knew nothing whatsoever. This was campus reform. They went to the local college. All the people they spoke to who liked him were then asked, could they name any of his accomplishments? The answer was a resounding no. Here's the clip.
Here in Texas, the big race, Beto O'Rourke versus Ted Cruz. If you had to make a decision right now, who do you think you would support?
Beto. I would probably vote for Beto.
Of what I know, definitely Beto.
If the election were tomorrow, who do you think you'd be more likely to vote for?
Beto.
I would do Beto, especially because I'm like a woman.
I think I would go for the Democrat. From what I know in political science, I just feel like they push and they help for things that would help people in my situation, like people in poverty and things like that.
Are there any accomplishments in his career that you can point to that would make him a good person for office?
I am not aware of a lot of specific accomplishments that he has made.
Are there any accomplishments at Beto's that you would point to?
I don't know any, so I can't say anything
okay.
to that.
Is there anything you can point to as things and be like, yeah, he's accomplished this?
I think he's accomplished, like, honestly, getting his name out there. If he's not doing much, it sounds like he's really...
But it's just being popular, yeah. An accomplishment, though, like career accomplishments.
I honestly couldn't point to anything. I'm just trying to... You know, I'm not as educated as I would like to be.
Any accomplishments of Beto O'Rourke you can point to?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard anything.
What are accomplishments of Beto's that you would point to?
I mean, he's been working really hard with everything that he's been doing around Texas. Maybe he doesn't really have the platform to make a huge difference right now.
Those same people that are probably saying that Beto has no experience probably go to a job and they don't get hired and complain about the same thing. Oh, I don't have any experience, but who gives me that experience? Mm-hmm. It's the same concept, man. Like, he may not have any experience, but that's probably the experience he needs to push this stuff forward, you know?
Okay, though, there's a difference between, like, an entry-level job and the United States Senate, though, right?
Okay, I see what you're saying, but you can be as informed about a position without actually doing it.
I don't know about personal in-office accomplishments, but I think he has experience and vision needed to do a good job.
Beto, I think, resonates with young people because we are more aware.
What I like about Beto is that right there, he seems to be inclusive.
Can you think of any Beto O'Rourke accomplishments?
Unless you count going to jail for DWI an accomplishment, then no.
Shots fired. Wow. If you had to decide right now, which candidate would you say you're leaning towards?
I'm leaning towards Ted Cruz, most definitely. He's someone I voted for in the past. I really think that he supports family, and I think that's something that's a very important Texas value. And I also really like a few of his other campaign goals.
If you were voting tomorrow, who'd you vote for?
Ted Cruz.
All right, Cruz. And what things about Cruz are you a fan of?
He stands for freedom. Freedom to own guns and get on immigration, all that kind of stuff.
So again, you see, we're told that there's no energy amongst Republicans. We're told that there's no, you know, get up and go out and vote. Doesn't seem like us Democrat Beto O'Rourke supporters really are that energized to go out and vote for him, does it? So who knows? There's a Fox News headline, early voting points to massive turnout, potential warning signs for GOP. Those numbers don't look great, but how much of that is just virtue signaling? How many of those polls are completely wrong, as they were before the 2016 presidential election? After the break, we're going to get into the latest mob violent attacks by Democrats. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested lab-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Hosting the next 2 hours after I leave will be Pastor Rodney Brown, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Before we head back into the news, we're going to talk about the latest mob violent attacks by Democrats. I want to direct you again to InfoWarsStore.com, where we have an absolutely mammoth special going on right now. This is the 50% off all InfoWars Live Super Sale with free shipping. It's a combination of Christmas, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday all rolled into one. This is an absolute mega sale. We're talking Brain Force Plus, the nootropic, 50% off with free shipping. Secret 12, 50% off. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, 50% off. Again, everyone needs to buy toothpaste. Why not buy this one? Support this network and get a massive discount in the process. Super Male Vitality, these are all 50% off with free shipping. The Ultimate Bone Broth, Happies, Bodies, Alpha Power, the Real Red Pill Plus, Silver Bullet, Knockout, which is the sleep aid, of course, and other great specials, all at a massive 50% off. You can also select the auto ship option so you never have to forget to go back to the website and refulfill your subscription there. You also get another 10% subscription discount on top of that for your delivery every 60 days. Look at those 5-star reviews for bodies alone, the whole body support, anti-inflammatory support. 4.9 stars out of 5. You don't even get that on some of the best Amazon products. Out of 124 independent certified reviews, it is bodies 50% off and all these other great discounts. 50% off, including the Brain Force Plus. It is the Christmas, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday special, all rolled into one. You can stock up for Christmas right now at those great prices. Get your Christmas gift sorted right now with the great special, 50% off, and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, going back to the news, there's a Breitbart article which they routinely update every time there's a new mob attack or a Trump supporter being assaulted. Headline is Rap Sheet 613. That's what it's up to now. Acts of media-approved violence and harassment against Trump supporters. Because there's this prevailing narrative that Trump is encouraging violence against the media with his rhetoric. While the media advocates violence against Trump supporters by either never calling it out, never reporting on it, or in some cases actually giving it soft cover. Now, these are just the latest over the past week. I mean, where should we start from? I've only got about half an hour of the show left. Let's start from a week ago. Where are we at? We're at the 27th. Let's start from the 16th. October 16th, DFL employee calls for Republicans to be beheaded. Oh, that's tolerant. October 16th, same day, Republican State Rep. Sarah Anderson assaulted in Minnesota. These are all assaults by vicious left-wingers. October 16th, Governor Cuomo blames GOP for Antifa attack on Manhattan Club. Same day, Republican candidate Shane Mecklen punched in Minnesota restaurant. Of course, after Maxine Waters and the rest of them encouraged that very thing. The same day, there were literally like 5 different assaults or people approving of assaults in the same day. Left-wing comedian gets physical with Trump supporter at Hooters. Same day, person claimed rioting was in letter sent to Senator Collins' home. The next day, October 17th, professor calls for harassing Republicans at restaurants, sticking, quote, fingers in their salads. Absolutely disgusting. Same day, Portland Antifa tells 9/11 NYPD widow, quote, your husband should effing rot in the grave. We're going to have the video of that and tell you what happened to him here in a moment. Same day, Tennessee restaurant's owner life threatened for renting space to GOP's Marsha Blackburn. Literally got death threats for that. Next day, Dem operative for Soros funder group arrested for battery against Nevada GOP candidate's campaign manager. The day after that, October 19th, New York man charged with threatening 2 senators over Kavanaugh support. Day after that, angry leftists harassed McConnell's wife at restaurant. Why don't you get out of here? Again, that didn't go so well for them, did it? They ended up being told to leave. But again, it's another example. And that brings us up to October 21st, yesterday. Now, they haven't even included one of the clips we're going to play in a second here. So they struggle to keep it up to date every day. There are so many attacks. October 21st, Obama's former Deputy Secretary of State, Philip Ryan, says harassment of McConnell and his wife is fine. So again, not only advocating that, but encouraging people to harass, to intimidate, to bully again. Which brings us to the latest. Man who abused 9/11 widow identified and fired from job. In fact, we have this clip in the system, I think. This was at a flash march for law and order on October 13th, where he confronted a 9/11 widow and said her husband, who died in 9/11, of course, should, quote, rot in the grave. Let's go to the clip.
Why are you trying to block me? I'm to walk here.
Okay, I'll make traffic signals.
I'm not like your husband. I'm not going to punch you. I'm not like your boyfriend or your top boyfriend who's going to
you, Allison. Don't worry.
My husband died in 9/11.
Good for him. Good. Good. Those NYPD were a bunch of sodomizing immigrants with their bully sticks. So yeah, your husband probably brought in the grave.
There you have it, sodomizing immigrants with their bully sticks. The hell is he even talking about? Now, what you didn't see in that clip, the woman's son confronts him like 10 seconds later. He doesn't even chase after him, doesn't even get in his face physically, just calls him out and says, what were you saying to my mother? The guy literally turns and runs away. He wasn't even being pursued, and he ran. He ran down the street after, of course, throwing these. He's basically saying, oh, I'm not going to assault you like you're wife beat a husband who actually died in 9/11. So he's intimating that he will assault her and that only by his own good graces will he refuse to throw a punch because he's so brave. When her son gets in his face, doesn't even get in his face, just calls him out, he runs like a little bitch down the street. Well, it turns out that after having been misidentified, because they first thought it was pro skateboarder Charlie Wilkins, that was not the case, that was false identification, so they had to clear that up. Wilkins took to Facebook to clear his name. It was not him. But then MilnNews.com spoke to the widow, who you saw there in the video, and confirmed that it was not Charlie Wilkins. It was actually Steve Wilson, who also goes by the name Salvad Orwell Wilson on Facebook. He was wearing an AK Press jacket, and as you can see from his Facebook page, he also liked the Facebook page of AK Press. It was confirmed by his place of employment that it was him in the video abusing the widow. He works at Data Specialist Self-Enhancement, but kudos to them. They put out a tweet saying that Steve Wilson is no longer an employee of SEI. His behavior does not represent the values of our organization or the high expectations that we have for our employees. So it wasn't really a witch hunt. They just found out that it was their employee and fired him. Boo-hoo, the world's tiniest violin plays. Then we have this, Democrat mob violently attacks journalist at Andrew Gillum rally, and you can start rolling this clip now, I'll talk over it. A Florida journalist was assaulted by a violent mob of angry leftists while covering a public rally for gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum. There you see him right there with the bullhorn, they're trying to smack it out of his hand. One point I think some guy comes in with a big umbrella and tries to, you know, bump him on the head with it. He said, quote, I was assaulted by Andrew Gillum supporters as a gay journalist covering his violent mob. Denounce this rabid attack or admit you condone violence, Andrew. The world is watching. Of course, he didn't dismiss it at all. He didn't even address it. So he was basically questioning this group, saying that they were Soros-funded. They immediately set about him and started attacking him because they're peaceful and tolerant, and they're not a mob at all. Don't call them a violent mob, even though they act like a violent mob on a daily basis. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be back in 4 Wars.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last night on YouTube, which everyone needs to see, it's an absolutely vital subject, as I'm sure you'll agree here in a moment, about a transgender man who identifies as a dog. Yes, really, it could only happen in LA. We'll go to that in a minute. Then after that, I'm going to talk about what's happening in Europe, because of course, most Americans do not know, at least many of them, the ultimate consequences of Angela Merkel's decision to allow 2 million plus migrants into Europe over the past few years. We're going to see what's happening in Spain. We're going to see what's happening in Greece. But first, let's premiere this video. Transgender man identifies as a dog. Here it is.
Yes, sir.
Here we go again. Tony McGinn, who was born female and is transgender, is known to his friends as Tony Bark. This is due to Tony's proclivity to engage in puppy play, during which he dresses up as a dog and plays fetch with his partner. Wait a minute, are they using a dildo as a dog tail? Oh, he's from LA. Of course he's from LA. Where the hell do I even begin with this?
My name is Tony, and I'm a human pup.
I'm Andrew. I'm Tony's husband and trainer.
Name a more iconic duo.
Pet play is any time that a person takes on the role of an animal, and they emulate that animal, either through their behavior or their actions. Some people wear costumes.
Yeah, I could have gone through the rest of my life without knowing that information.
This is the first hood that I ever got.
Is that a canine Iron Man?
I've been involved in pet play for my entire life. A lot of kids like to play pretend. They like to pretend to be an animal, and they enjoy doing it. I just never grew out of that.
So you're admitting that you had Peter Pan syndrome and never grew up. That explains it.
I got into pet play through Tony. Once we started dating, handler is a common role for human pups, and I was glad to do it.
They say when the student is ready, the master appears.
They also say a dog chooses its owner.
The first time I met you, I was dressed as a dog for Halloween.
Are you comfortable being fully out?
Yeah, you've just shown us videos of you prancing around as a dog with a dildo for a tail. You're so out, you should have your own initial on the LGBTQ+ acronym.
I remember that he showed up with a little, like, dog nose painted on. Yeah, it didn't seem weird at the time.
There's a story for the children. So, Dad, how did you meet Dad? Our eyes met over a crowded room full of people dressed as dogs. Your father was eating kibble, and when he cocked his leg over mine and pretended to piss on me, I knew he was the one.
There's different aspects of pet play that relate to BDSM or kink or leather.
Yeah, sexualizing pets is something a well-adjusted person would definitely do for a hobby.
This is called a showtail. What I've done is I put it through a dildo harness, and then I just wear the dildo harness backwards.
I told you it was a dildo.
My responsibility is similar to the responsibility with a regular dog.
I'm a regular dog. I'm just different.
You're a regular dog, just different. Does that mean you visit the vets when you're feeling a bit rough? Are you gonna get spayed? Please get spayed.
We have bio dogs, and I do train them.
Sorry, but is he saying bio dogs to identify his actual dogs? Go back, we
So I hang out and I provide him with lots of attention and tell him he's a good boy.
I am.
That's basically 90% of it.
I am a good boy.
You know, wait a minute. Am I watching bestiality?
I am a good boy.
In any other century, emulating a dog and barking to greet people will get you locked up in an insane asylum. But now it's just another wacky week in 2018.
Very good. Beautiful.
This is why aliens won't talk to us.
It's like the best time of my life. It's the best moment of my life. Oh, this is the best moment of my life.
We engage in pet play actively a few times a month, and it's often in a social setting, such as a club.
A swingers club is definitely a swingers club. Yeah, there are actually no words for this bit. What the f***?
The event today that was held by the LA Pony and Critter Club is a play date. They're informal. They can be everything from 3 people to 25 people.
Told ya, it's a sex club.
I like the performance art. I like the detail. I like creating ballet with my animals.
Only in L.A. Only in L.A.
There's a camera. Okay. I know.
Do you think God stays in heaven because he lives in fear of what he's created?
For me, the reason that I like to be a dog is man's best friend.
Dog is man's best friend? Sounds like somebody's enabling the patriarchy.
Dogs experience the world through a lens of pure joy that I don't think other animals have. Maybe dolphins, but I feel like that pet play would be much harder.
Oh, sure. Dressing up as a dolphin would be ridiculous. But a dog? That's just another casual Tuesday.
I don't think pet play is sexual. I do think that to an extent it is erotic.
Yeah, you say it isn't sexual, but didn't you see the man wearing the horse gimp suit earlier? You're putting animals in a sexual context regardless. Seeing as you're emulating animals, you could only find it erotic if you found said animals attractive. Oh, this is awkward.
We don't make it sexual, but I have nothing against this. We don't make it sexual.
Sure, Jan.
Barking mad. when the Snapchat dog filter is live.
I do compartmentalize my pet play because not everyone wants or needs to see that.
You know, that's so considerate of you to think of others, except for the fact that you've appeared in a video for this YouTube channel which has 5.5 million subscribers.
I think people misunderstand pet play because they see a collection of ideas that aren't normally next to each other, namely animals, sex, adults pretending, and their immediate they immediately get an alarm sense that something's wrong.
Yeah, we're not the ones using an inverted dildo as a dog tail, mate. Scientists have discovered that this is the last image generated by the brain before death. Could this be God himself? There you have it. Transgender man identifies as a dog. Key report on YouTube. Get it out to everyone. Let's switch gears, though, now into European news, because we have this migrant caravan, of course, heading north to America. The consequences of the migrant crisis in Europe continue to reverberate. Christianity under attack. Migrants suspected of destroying Christian chapel and cross on Greek island. Now, we covered this story before on InfoWars. Basically, this is on the Greek island of Lesbos, where they've had tons of these migrants pouring in. They can't handle the flow. They set up a temporary Christian cross up on a hill looking down onto this a beach area on this island. Then they had an actual Christian chapel next to it. If you scroll down, I think it shows it in that article, they have an actual Christian chapel next to it, which was not a temporary structure, which has been there for a long time. This pro-refugee group had erected this, had written to the mayor, written to the local authorities in that on that island, demanded that this Christian cross be taken down because it was offensive to migrants. So it got ripped down. They just left the debris there. And now the chapel next to it, which had been there for even longer, has now apparently been destroyed too. The local town council says they're not even going to replace it. So literally like ISIS level, just trashing Christian statues, dragging them down. Now you see the picture. Now you'll see that large Christian cross was dragged down, but you see just above that, there's a little chapel there, which is a more permanent structure that's been there for a lot longer. Now the latest reports say that that has been demolished too. They're blaming it on migrants. Who knows who did it? But it was a local pro-refugee group that demanded the cross be torn down. So it kind of gives you a hint as to who may have torn down the chapel as well, but it remains to be seen. But again, Christianity being erased from these port towns where these migrants are flooding in. Meanwhile, in Spain, mass wave of 300 migrants storm high border fence to enter Spain. One dies, and we have a clip of this, which we can roll now while I'm talking over it. Reuters reports more migrant crisis chaos hitting Europe as over the weekend hundreds attempted to storm the border fence separating the small Spanish enclave of Melilla from Morocco. The mass wave of migrants made a daring attempt to climb the fence together. Now, one of them died. There were several of them injured. Some of them got into this Spanish enclave, and we've had reports about this before. You've seen the boats arriving on the beaches. They just rush into the town. We've seen local students in Alicante, which is not far from where my own parents live, kicked out of their own student accommodation that they paid for to make way for these migrants, who the authorities said, by the way, had got diseases, which meant they couldn't be around local people in the town, even though they brought them to the center of the town. 6,000 migrants so far this year have made it to Melilla and Spain's nearby territory, Ceuta, according to the UN. This is a huge growing problem after Spain's socialist government rolled out the red carpet and said, come on in. We'll be back. This is the Alex Jones Show, live Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative